Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spekshe. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Spekshe. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Bollweg. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Renna. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is walked intentionally. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri catches it and throws to second to double up Vernon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Jacobs reaches second base with a double. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is walked intentionally. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bollweg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spekshe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive towards short. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Shantz reaches second base with a double. DeMaestri goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shantz scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jacobs hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and steps on first to double up Kellner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Busby reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bollweg hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Power, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Specsha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Terwilliger moves to third. Specsha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields it and throws to home to get Terwilliger. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea scores. Yost moves to second. It's Senators, 2, Athletics, 2. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. Renna hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bollweg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers throws the ball into Terwilliger, who tags Zerniel, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Specsha. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 2 in the game. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Yost reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale fires to first and has Jacobs trapped. There's the throw to Runnels, who tags Jacobs for the out. Two outs. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolweg takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Bolweg moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Bolweg moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Connie Marrero now pitching. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 3 in the game. Renna hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolweg scores. Finnegan scores. Zerniel moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial scores. Rena moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terwilliger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Connie Marrero. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a pop-up towards first. Bolweg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sonny Dixon now pitching. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. One out. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacobs takes first base on ball 4. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolweg hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.